You are welcome to today's morning spread. Wake up, Africa. Your girl Aduke Ade is right here on the MIC this morning on today's Wake Up Call.
Today, I am Aduke Ade.
Son Uncle. Wake up. It's the morning's wake up call on Juju 3 FM. Do not forget, this is the first and only Panama radio. And we set out to do something rebranded African entertainment. Your girl at the day right here on Juju 3 FM. Don't you change that dial.
This is Juju 3 FM on African Radio.
Oh yes, welcome to the first and only truly Pan African Media House and your girl Aduke Ade on the MIC the Duam. In my own little way, we will look my resent me. She be remetal awanwa awanwo awanwa mo awanwa atubotan ye ifani eku laila eku atijo tijo eku laila eku atijo tijo ti a ba ti rira eni ti pe eku ati Lanke Raini, you would do well to support us. In the world, salamu alaikum. Anything where they fall for you, hallelujah, eriwoya, anything. This is the first and only truly Pan-African Media House. And of course, your girl, Aduke Ade, wake up call. You have to wake. I have to wake. In fact, we don't have any choice at this point. There's something that has been going on in Nigeria. So, the new president, that's bad, Bola Ahmed Tinubu, was sworn in. And the same day, he gave Nigerians a very beautiful gift. A beautiful one that Nigerians are yet to recover, may never recover from. It's okay. So, now I got thinking. And I was like, I did chemistry when I was in SS1. And we spoke about something that you need to know, and just ask us, are Africans, you know, what we call pawns? You know, a pawn in the game of chess of the world. So we need to ask our leaders, and this question goes to people like Bat and every other African leaders today. It's your girl Aduke Ade, and it's actually a very serious matter. Do you know that when they say they took away your crude oil to bring back petrol, that is called gasoline, you know, in America, it could actually be a fraud. You see the fraud today. It's a wake-up call. See, our fathers, our leaders, our elders, they have actually put their hands into shackles that it's not just them now that they are suffering from it. They are about to cut off our hands for the future. So it's your girl Aduke Ade, and don't forget the rebellion. It is okay to wear Iru and Boba on a Monday. It is okay to wear Danshiki. It is okay to wear your traditional attire. You need to wake up. I need to wake up. It's a wake-up call. Use your ideas. It doesn't affect you. I'm here right now. This design, okay, I made it when we were researching about Madagascar. So it's okay. It's okay to actually dress like this. And the only thing I'm missing is the hat, just like the Fulani hat or the Hausa hat. So that's what is missing in my attire. And probably the flag of Madagascar. I love that country. But no doubt about that. No doubt about that. Yes, I'm going to go there. So, after seashells, because of the beautiful, you know, the seaside and the shores, I also love to go to Madagascar because of the diamond. Now, without wasting your time today, it's a wake-up call. And the question is, this crude oil Do you know? Let me just show you this. Maybe my mouth too sharp. See the number of things that are gotten. Okay, those listening on the radio, we are live on radio. Many thanks to everybody joining us live on radio. We appreciate. So now the crude oil, the so-called almighty crude oil, can actually give you amazing products, starting from your candle wax. You know, the candle that we lit all over, you know, when we take our babe to the dinner. So now any country that has crude oil shouldn't have issues with buying candle. Do you make the wax? We still get them imported. Not that alone. All the other petrochemicals, we will see them all today. And you will do well to study today, so that you will know how much they have been selling you and how much you have been using your blood to buy your blood. Yes. Now, we have all these resources, and the question is, how come? The propane gas comes from it. Even all these wares, that the plastic that are called Tupperware, they are made from this crude oil. Your hair dye. You don't color your hair before. So you have no business buying hair dye. If you have actually having crude oil in your country, any country with crude oil, the hair dye is actually another product from crude oil. Sunscreen, that gown. There, you see now. Aspirin is gotten from the phenol. Gasoline, yeah, that one are the almighty gas. Almighty petrol, as now they call them. Even the camping fuel, what would they call kerosene? For our stove. Jets. So I have no business buying jet fuel if we've gotten crude oil. Home heating. Even for sheep, they get them from crude oil. Power plant. Diesel. Lubricating oil. Moisturizers are gotten from crude oil. Lip balm. The one with my lips, gotten from crude oil, Tiwa Bawa. Petroleum jelly, you know? Laide de o Tiwani, perfume jelly. Oh, yara. Amara do de o laide, bawa ni laide. They got it from it. Even the base oil that is widely used in America for lubricating plants. Nylon, gotten from it. This one, can you imagine? This one, thermoset. This one are there. A thermoset is something that we never soft again after they have molded it. Vulcanized rubber, you know, inflatable raft. Cut. These are these ones. These are businesses that we should be doing. Vinyl, the Teflon. Teflon gotten from it. Can do. I don't talk can before. Crayon, where our children, they use paint. How much crayon now for Africa? How much crayon for Nigeria? Eko, how much crayon? Bayelsa, how much crayon? Ibadan, how much crayon? Maiduguri, how much crayon? Tiwa Bawa, even our paper works gotten from it. Why are we talking about this? It's because this fraud, they are making you think that it's only petrol that will affect you. See, check them. These are things that are gotten from the same petrol. So if you don't know, the percentage, actually the gasoline, which is the petrol, is actually the highest percentage. So take away, worst case scenario, best case scenario, 47%. Take away 47 from 100, the remaining we pay through our nostrils. Now the petrol, they are still asking us to buy with our blood. Wake up, Africa. We have to wake up. What I'm saying is in the same barrel they bring back the petrol, they will get all these things you are seeing on the screen. So if you decide to wake up, if I decide to wake up, good for us. If you do not know the barrier, make I show you. See, this is the barrier. So by the time they finish doing this barrier, You see that, you know, so we stand like about for Washington. So when we give you data, we give you facts. This will not be say that maybe you're bori or maybe trying to bamboozle you. You see, So 17%, he did there, okay, now even 18%. 80% of other products will be say, he did the part of that one where I tell you, all the Tupperware, all the ones, 18%. Now only the 47, these refineries will bring back, and they are telling you that we should still buy with our blood. You need to wake up. I need to wake up because the matter don't get to the time where we say all of us go talk. So when you see somebody with the, you know, the gas cooker container, yes, that cylinder, yes, now from your crude oil, ball, fele ball, plastic where they use fetch water from the same crude oil. The fuel where we say they use petrol, we say they don't use tabaruos for Obodo Nigeria now from the same crude oil. This thing is called chain reaction. We did it in school. How come we cannot practicalize it? And what do? The crude oil, when they extract it, they make it go under fire in a reaction chamber, where we they call the fractionating column. So not fractionating, say dividing column. You don't get it, right? Yes. Oyibo, you know, say that they go use big language so that you know go think am. Think am now. Now in be that too, even their jet, kerosene, and we have the heavy fuel and others. So here we are today, reaping what we shouldn't reap, suffering what we shouldn't suffer. So would we wake up? Is that time we have awoken from our sleep? It is short and sweet. And so many things are happening all over the globe that you need to ask yourself, where am I in the scheme of things and the events taking place on earth? Will you continue like this? Will I continue like this? There are people who have benefited from the subsidy. And this one we are bringing to you is a fact, is a data that was compiled years back. There are so many companies that we've never seen them add anything to the society. They benefited. And when they will sponsor event, they will sponsor the one that will make you become Olosho, make you become Yahoo, make you become, they still be saying, yeah, no, correct. Why don't they sponsor fractionating hacking up? Why don't they? This is a wake-up call for you and I. If you are there, you think it's not your cup of tea. We are drinking it together now. And somehow, those of us who are in the diaspora, we they suffer a damn together. Because by the time you get that your, you know, $1,000 and you send them, you know, you will still pick your own bills. You know, Uncle Sam not the joke with us too. Anything, last, we have now become these modern day slaves of our people because we don't want them to die of hunger. Will you wake up? Will you speak up? We would speak up. So right now, there is a new refinery in Lagos, Lasgidi. Lojo Monday, ko ni gbagba kugba. Let the refinery not tell us that the paraffin wax, they are taking it to their own use. Let us have crayons in our school. Challenge! Let them create crayons for free for our children learning in schools instead of giving us cutlasses and guns. Instead of making our children to become cultists when they are in primary, secondary school, let them begin to give back to the society. Because from the one barrel, they are just giving us 47% best case scenario, worst case scenario 43%, and they will actually still take it away from us. So it is high time we have awoken from this slumber and begin to ask ourselves, where are the propane, the methyl butane, everything that is gotten apart from the gasoline called petrol is your wake-up call. It's my wake-up call. If we do not speak, my brothers and sisters, Africa will continue to be under the bushel. And you will be thinking, Olomaje, this one don't pass Olomaje. It is facing us in the eye. We are seeing it, we are experiencing it, and it has become our stories. So when you are going to ask yourself, how much will I buy a candle in a country that crude oil is in abundance? Same goes to other parts of Africa, but we decided to spotlight. Zoom the African lens to Nigeria today. We don't always do that because we try to avoid. But somehow, when you push, you know, even a sheep to the world, somehow, this sheep will be saying, nah, herbivore, will turn back and bite you like a carnivore. So right now, enough of the charade and the stories we tell ourselves. Let us wake up. So many people have been benefiting. The white man kids benefit from our own crude oil. The rich man kids benefit from our own crude oil. The capitalists benefit from our own crude oil. The private jet owners benefit from our own crude oil. Why won't we benefit from it? Why would we have to pay with our blood? The answer is, until you and I wake up, it is for you, Bat. It is for you, everybody. It is for you, senators, you know, governors. If you don't understand this game that is killing Africa, that is killing Nigeria, that is killing our people, let us know. So that the new crop of leaders that knows how to build chamber reaction, fractionating column for us, if an individual, a group of individuals can sustain a refinery, tell me, how come a whole government cannot sustain a refinery? What happened to Kaduna Refinery? Why don't we even protect the marines in the places where we extract the crude oil? Why do we have oil spillage everywhere? Why? These are questions we must answer, because Nigeria, the so-called giant of Africa, must arise. You must arise. There have been priming us to begin to prepare. But I tell you, the long and short of these old stories, the consumers will pay more, pay through their nose for ordinary sachet of pure water. We call them pure water, right? Even though it might not be pure. We will pay more for Gary. We will pay more for Ipo Pupa. We will pay more ready oil, palm oil. Pay more for Akanchawa. We will pay more for everything that goes through our mouth. Will you wake up? I have decided to wake up. We're going back to the farm. We would fix our land. But this crude oil chamber reaction, fractionating column, let the government come and tell us why they cannot build it. It's the wake up call. And of course, it's your care. At your care day. Oni lo we lo we ni lo. Gidi bo. Olokbon lo njo. Oma lo mo. Ki emi ki nje o kwi kia yiko je olokbon le ni. Ni to ri wikbe. Oni ti abadake. Tarawa. Abawa dake. The message continues on Dudu Spree. This is a website you would love to be. And you can also download our radio. You see, go to the download button. You will see it there. Yes. And so many awesome content. Oh, yeah, you want to know more about us? Go to our website, www.dudusprey.com. And thanks to awesome minds who have been with us over the years that we have been here. Like play, don't they waka? 1 year don't waka, we see the carry go. Nobody waka, nobody go solo. Baba God, yo. Now, Baba God, the drum, but don't forget, today is Monday. A koko nigba, igba kuba. I don't know about you, but you can't, okay? But you decide with me, you nigba, igba kuba. Please support us. You'll be glad you did if you do that. We have thank you letters to our donors, and we would love to read it to our donors. Awesome minds who have been with us. We thank you so much. We release this letter and we would love to read it to the whole world. We say, we are writing to express our deepest thanks. Adupe, adupe gbogun, eyi ti en se agbatero wa. Won so wi pe awo na ni gba wo ni gbo. Bawo ba gbe awo ni gbo wo. Awa te, awa ya. Eyi na ni o je ki ate eyin o je ki aya. We are writing to express our profound deepest thanks for donating to Dudu Spray. Generous gifts from donors like you provide the financial and moral support needed to continue our missions. With your faithful gift, financial and moral contribution, you have demonstrated your deepest commitment to our work of rebranding African entertainment through the promotion of indigenous contents. Your support has played a key role in our success because we've been able to empower our volunteers in content production. There is no way to fully express our gratitude, but we say thank you for your support. We at Dudu Spray LLC, we are continually inspired by dedications and the generosity of people like you, donors like you, who answer to the call to give again and again. It is our hope that this small message, this small gift of ours, help us communicate our biggest thanks to you. This is a sincere thank you to all of our donors. Adupe, adupe pe okun. Aso pe ina o ni tan owo yin la se dumare. Be ba se nti owo bapo le o ma ri yo. Be ba se nlu ni yo ma dun la se dumare. Be le se nlo na Olodumare yo ma buku fun yin the blessing na left and right, front and back, center joint. Ashe, 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 Edumare. We thank you so much. We are grateful. We say adupe, adupe gbogun. I am grateful, and all the members of Dudu Spray, we are grateful. All the volunteers, we say thank you, because it is because of you that we've been able to move forward to this extent. It's a great day to be alive, and we say to you, please download our radio, and as you do that, listen to it 24/7, because the future of Africa is here with us. If Dudu Spray is the future of Africa, download the radio. You will be glad you did donate and support us, and you will get awesome letters from us. And you can also reach us on all of our phone lines, official +1 212 256 9117 or +1 253 948 0573 +1 253 948 0573. And also, after you do the donation, ensure to send your receipt to dudusprayofficial@gmail.com, and you would be glad you did. You want other information from us, info@dudusprayofficial.com or password Matt ajokeade@dudusprayofficial.com. It's a girl, Ajoke. It's a great day to be alive, but you will do me well by waking up, just like I have decided to also wake up. Africa must wake up, and all these people who have benefited from us, they must give back. It is actually nice, normal, and morally right to give back to the society.
This is Dudu Spray FM, Pan African Radio.
You are welcome to today's morning spray. Kukuru, kukuru, kakadududu. Wake up, wake up. Africa, wake up. Africa, wake up. Africa, Africa, wake up. Your girl Ajoke Ade is right here on the MIC this morning on today's wake up call. Today, warn you, I am Ajoke Ade. Sonunko, Sana Ajoke Ade. Wake up, wake up. It's the morning's wake up call on Dudu Spray FM. Do not forget, This is the first and only Pan-African radio, and we set out to do something to branding African entertainment. Your girl at the candy right here on Judas Free FM. Don't you change that dial.
This is Judas Free FM, Pan-African radio. This is Judas Free FM, Pan-African radio.